Ladies and gentlemen, be right back. This is Monday Night Madness.
Wake up in the morning and there's love laying there. Take up where we left off. Feel like staying there.
We're back. Oh, if we don't have each other. Hey, Vail, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm not sure which one that you, was this the last one you said that was really nice or besides you? Let's see. Let's back up 1 second because some people just tuning in. Now, tonight we're honoring none other than William Smokey Robinson. At the age of 83, he's still going strong and producing, writing, and singing.
And he says he's still sexual.
Well, you can tell by the theme on it. Do you guess? I mean, come on. Okay. I wouldn't have guessed that one, Professor. He's told us this on every song. Oh my God. Every song that we've played.
And number four.
That was the common denominator.
Played it. Yeah, common denominator. And number four that you played earlier, I keep calling you.
Oh my God.
His wife, Frances, she, commented that when they first started going together, she kept it under wraps. She did not want anyone to know because they were friends at first and she didn't want people to be talking and gossiping too much or whatever. So he wrote that from that, scenario. Yeah.
Oh my God. If we don't know each other, have each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Got two more off of this album. Then we'll go to some of his vintage stuff. Okay. But in the meantime, I promised you there is, someone's local who's running for, let's see, for school board Dale district. Let's see, you want to elect, let me, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Charletta Barringer Brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Charletta. Okay. Barringer Brown.
Hmm.
And that's for the school board. That's the race is November the 7th. November the 7th. So mark your calendars. Wow. And we really want to get involved. We really want to get involved. Now, why am I telling you this? Because on the 10th of this month, she will be in studio with me. And we're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about her campaign, what are her plans, her goals, aspirations, you know, and what is her hope for the Dale district. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fascinating. We're going to have some music. We're going to have some talk. We're going to have some laughter, some conversation, and then we're going to get down to business. Elect Charletta Barringer Brown.
Studio
double. Hey, all right. So keep it locked right here. Got more Smokey coming up. This is from his brand new album. It's called Gasms. Okay. This one. You fill me up. You're listening to Studio W Buzz.
Hope I can be
wherever it is, wherever it is, you need me. You fill me up. Oh, my cup of you is overflowing. Yes, and loving you like I do, I tell myself it's not just for saying. You gotta be showing, show it, show it, show it, show it, show it, show it. You fill me up.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Professor.
Yes.
Excuse me. Oh, boy, boy. Okay. So, anyway.
Back. You gasping for air.
Oh, my goodness. Whew. Okay. Yeah, that didn't come out right.
It's all right.
You feel... No, I'm talking about... anyway, okay. You filled me up. Smokey Robinson. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing, amazing,
those
amazing
strings.
Vocals. And then the choir effector came in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that.
Yes.
That was, hey folks, that was 1 through 8. Gasm, how you make me feel. I want to, know your body. I keep calling, roll around
and
beside
I,
you.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have each other, and this last one, you fill me up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I found, okay, so there are, session musicians. There are session musicians. This is a good time right now to recognize, who they are. David Garfield on keyboards, Freddie Washington on bass. Of course, we mentioned him earlier, Ricky Lawson on, drums. Paul Jackson Jr., the incomparable Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, and Ray Parker Jr.
No way.
On guitar on here. Yes.
Wow.
There you go. There you go, man.
Amazing. I mean, women hold it. The relationship there of Ray Parker Jr. and Smokey Robinson, well, we always talk about that music community is a tight community anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
how long, did you know anything about them working together before then?
Not before this, no. But, Smokey has always had a reputation in the industry. He knows everybody.
Of course.
Everybody. In genre. Forget race. He knows everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's a good guy to know. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent, excellent. This last one on this. And ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, we are featuring none other than the legendary Smokey Robinson.
Yes.
Okay. And his new album called Gasms. Okay. So this is the last one on the list, but we've got more to come.
Now can see. Baby, then make it a place for me.
That's real good, man. I like the beat.
It sounds like it came out of a Soul Cinema film.
I like it. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, folks. Hey, if you just tuned in, we were just previewing and reviewing the Smokey Robinson, William Smokey Robinson, may I add, his brand new release called Gasms.
Should we give them the track list again?
Oh, yes, we can do that. Let me go back 1 second here. Okay. Gasms is number one. Now, we talked about the plays on that. And that I'm not going to read all the plays, but let's give you the top four or five. Gasms, that is number one on the listed number one on the album. Mm-hmm. And so far, we can say 7,300, and you can say 51 because we played it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How You Make Me Feel, okay? That was 31,792 now plays on Spotify. And this is Spotify solely, folks. Okay. Yeah. And you can think about all the other social media platforms and, the way you can also, and we're not even counting. We don't know how many were sold, have been sold. It just came out last Friday.
That's right.
Okay. So we don't know how many has been sold. But anyway, we're just giving you what we have here. Okay. And then I want to know your body. 3,500, views so far or plays. I keep calling you. I like that one too. That was 9,200. Roll Around.
Which was a cover from the Flamingos.
I didn't know.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh. And, he and Aretha Franklin as kids will listen to that Flamingos, recording.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He and Aretha were friends, weren't
that's
they?
That's right. Yes.
They were practically neighbors, weren't?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Roll Around, 2,800 Beside You. I like that as well. If We Don't Have Each Other. I think that's the one that Bill, it was, I think, Bill, I think it was Beside You. That was your, one that you like. Now, the one with the most, plays so far right here, just, exclusively on, Spotify is If We Don't Have Each Other. 71,000.
It's a great song.
Oh my, mm-hmm. it was a great song. Mm-hmm. You Fill Me Up. And I fit in there, the last one. It's called, yeah, okay. And so, did he say something about he's still sexual?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he wanted, wanted it, to be controversial.
Well, it, yeah, I guess in certain circles, I can understand that it just might be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to continue that. We have a little time to go, on, Monday Night Madness, right on the buzz. And so we started off. This was part two. Part one was last week and mm-hmm. we didn't get, through all of the songs, not even half of the songs, from, part one, last week. So we're going to continue that. If you like it, if you like the show, just let us know. I know you guys are listening in. Beverly Haynes, she's out there on the west. Kim Rogers, she's down in Longview, Texas. We got Seven Up. Who knows where she is? Beverly Haynes out there.
And
in
Jazz.
Southern California. Oh, the Jazzy one.
Yes.
Hey, Jazz, thank you so much for our show last night. It was outstanding as usual. It was just great. Bill Omar.
Yes, it was.
We mentioned Mr. Bill Omar. Man, thank you so much for listening in, my friend. And we'll talk soon. I'll have you back on. Because now, you know, this slot on Wednesday nights that I'm talking about, and it's called Cultural Excellence. Okay. In business, art, music,
theater. Entertainment.
Entertainment. but you get the gist. And so what we love to do, we love to showcase up and coming, artists that are really, really great, great, and not that well known, say nationwide. Some of these gentlemen, you take Derek the Changeman Smith, he's known in certain circles as well as Mr. Bill Omar in certain circles. Because we get comments when he's on. Bill, I follow Bill. I love him, you know? Same thing, with my friend, Mr. David Prescott. What are these cats? And like I said, again, I'd like to thank them again for, participating and contributing to this network, you know, in their ways. But anyway, it's been a fantastic program. And so we're going to get back. I want you to share with them anything you have to say. Professor?
Well, I have a question for you, if anything. This album, this entire album, is it going to go into the R?
Let's put it, you know, not the entire album,
mm-hmm.
but I would say several songs off. Let's take a look
several
at it. Several songs off of the album, because you see, the R, that, you know, that's the, Platinum Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's what we're calling it now.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't be added at a future dates.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, let me tell you right now which ones are going in there, since you brought that up.
Okay.
All right.
Cause I'm digging this. Boy, I'm glad I waited till tonight, man.
How You Make Me Feel?
Of course. You're
okay.
Digging that.
I Keep Calling You.
Yes.
Roll Around. Beside You. I fit in there.
Okay.
So I only left out what, three, four?
Four.
Okay. I left out four. Mm-hmm. So who knows? They may they might qualify the second round.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
All right. Okay. All right. But anyway, it's just like in sports, you may not make it the first round in the Hall of Fame. Okay. But when it comes, you know, everybody gets a shot. So anyway, Professor, let's see. Let's do this.
The next hour, Planet Earth, classic solo Smokey.
Oh boy. Well, let's do that.
Doesn't end.
Okay. Oh, I've got so much, Smokey Robinson. Oh my goodness. Let's do this one right here.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You think that's okay?
It changed black culture forever. This song.
Wow.
All over America, black radio, 7 p.m.
That's amazing.
Oh, God.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm. Quiet as when flowers talk at break of dawn, break of dawn. A power source of tender force, generate and radiate and turn me on, turn me on. Short circuit all my nerves, promising electric things. You touch me and suddenly there's rainbow rings. Quiet storm blowing through my life. Uh-huh. Quiet storm. shower me with your sweet love.
That's Smokey. It's Quiet Storm. And we're back. It's Monday Night Madness. Oh yes, it's bad. Those that have been with us all night, you know, we opened this thing up with Smokey's brand new release. And it was called Gasms. Oh, it's a great album. I would recommend it. I would definitely recommend that, like Jazz put it, everything's smooth and easy for your listening pleasure, Professor. Yep, I would recommend the album. There are several songs off of the album that I like. Okay. And, we put them in the Platinum Party mix, the rotation, or what I call the Platinum Hall of Fame right here on the bus. So you'll hear that again, some of those again. But anyway, this is part two. Okay. Are there any hints on what's going to happen next week? Do you want to let us know, or you want to leave that as a cliffhanger? Oh, I'm sorry there.
No, that's okay. you want a hint, or you just want me to just tell you?
Tell you what. Give me a hint to see if I guess. If I don't guess, then you tell us.
Disco Diva.
Wait a minute, you're not talking about Donna Summers.
No. Although that's a good idea for the future. But Disco Diva. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go further. Chain Mail.
Huh? Repeat okay. That.
Chain Mail. Okay.
Chain Mail.
Radical Haircut.
I don't know why I put myself in a position. Just go and tell us, will you?
Grace.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You mean, oh, my God. You mean a nice
night? The one and only, darling.
Not a night of Grace Jones. Are you serious right now?
If you can see his face.
Arthur.
Come on, man. What's wrong?
Grace Jones.
Is that too much to handle? Is that?
And when you ask me to, you asking me to what ingest this? Oh my God!
That's too much.
Oh my God!
Well, should I think about that then?
Really? Have a backup, please. Oh my God, Grace Jones. Hey, folks, and I can be overridden now. Okay, if you listen to this broadcast, you text me or email and you say, look, I want to hear it, then
yeah.
I will give in. I promise you.
Okay.
But Professor, can we come up with plan B?
Grace
Jones. Oh, no.
I'll do a plan B.
Okay.
It's not something that I have to have it. No.
Okay. Thank you. No. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Long as we're still friends.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Hey, oh, look, so funny.
Monday Night Madness. Oh, we do have fun on this program. And this is a whole idea because on Sunday nights, we have Sunday Night Gold. Mm-hmm. With yours truly and the Jazzy One. Jasmine mm-hmm. Vegas.
Yes, yes,
that's
yes, yes.
right. Mm-hmm. And last night was a ton of fun as mm-hmm. well. The week before that, I believe we had Acid Jazz.
That was so good. Oh,
oh yeah. Several of those songs. So good. Several of those songs went into the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just last night. It was all about cheating. Okay.
Yeah, she came that with was that interesting.
One. Yeah. It was all Jazz's fault, folks. Okay. If it reminded you of something or whatever, then it's all on Jazz. If you loved it, yeah, we collaborated.
Okay.
No, that's not fair. No, that's not right.
Okay.
No, Jazz always comes. I'm just joking, Jazz. Okay. All right. Because I know she would tell me. But no, Jazz comes on with these themes each and every week. And I just love the way she puts the shows together. In other words, she would come up with the theme, you know, mm-hmm. and every bit of the production of this, because she makes my job simple.
Okay.
As far as picking mm-hmm. out the songs, because that's a lot of work. As you may, well, you know, you've done this for 4 years faithfully.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much work that... That takes a lot of work to do that, and I do acknowledge that.
Well, thank you. And it can. There are easy weeks, and there are weeks where, you know.
And folks, let me just share this with you.
Mm-hmm.
The professor, he puts together music for a 3-hour show, and guess what? We always have music left over. And in this case, last week, we did part one of a tribute to Mr. William Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
And we barely got through a third of the songs. So, yep. Oh, Jazz texted me about something. I'm not going to even open the check because I know I might be in trouble.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All righty then.
I'm going to do this one.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
What's it all about?
Yeah.
This crazy love. How dear our two worlds entwine. How do I fit in to your I love you, you know I would.
Did we play that last week? It doesn't matter.
If so, what harm can it be?
None. Oh, come on, man. You remember this going to a go-go?
Oh, yes.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Oh, no, this was the Miracles. Yeah.
Going to a go-go. Yes, right. Oh, my, 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 my. That was the Miracles before. Mm-hmm. They made the change from the Miracles to Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Yeah. Yeah, because that song before that is an all-time classic.
Yes.
Ooh, baby, baby. I haven't heard anyone mm-hmm. to cover that song better than the original.
Yeah. No.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Sometimes you get a cover that is really, really, really no, it happens all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Millions of times that the cover was better than the original.
Oh yeah. That definitely happens.
Yeah, but this one has not been duplicated.
Not this one. Yeah.
Not this one. Not mm-hmm. that one. Ooh, baby, 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 baby.
Baby.
Yeah. All of that. Yes. Monday Night Madness. Going to a go-go. Got a couple more. And then this next one. I have, one, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I second that emotion. And then one of my all-time favorites, The Tracks of My Tears, followed by My Girl Has Gone. Kick back, grab a glass, Professor.
All right.
Yeah. This thing is hot. This thing is real hot. They buzz. I mean, Monday Night Madness.
Here we go.
Always. Music causes you with a heavy dose of serotonin.